Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody's waiting for me to arrive.
bring your sister over here. Let her dance with me just for the hell of it.
I'm gonna be honest. Light up a stage and wax a chump like a candle. Damn, crush the speaker that booms. I'm killing your brain like a poisonous mushroom. Deadly, when I play a dope melody, anything less than the best is a felony. Love it. a cymbal and a hi-hat with a souped-up tempo. I'm on a roll. It's time to go solo. Rollin'. Hit my 5.0 with my rag top down so my hair can blow. The girlie's on standby waiting just to say hi.
Did you stop?
No, I just drove. I kept on pursuing to the next stop. I bust a left and I'm heading to the next block. The block was dead, yo, so I continue to A1A.
Beachfront Avenue.
Girls were hot, wearing less than bikinis. Rock men lovers, driving Lamborghinis.
Jealous,
cause I'm out getting mine. Shade with the gauge and vanilla with a nine.
Ready
for the chumps on the wall. The chumps acting ill because they're full of eight ball. Gunshots ranged out like a bell. I grabbed my nine, all I heard was shells.
Falling
on the concrete real fast. Jumped in my car, slammed on the gas. Bumper to bumper, the avenue's packed. I'm trying to get away before the jack is jacked.
Police
on the scene, you know what I mean? They passed me up, could run it all the dope fiends. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while my DJ revolves it. D-Shay revolves it. Yo, man, let's get out of here. Word to your mother.
But it's one of those things that gets sweeter with time. to one of those things that gets sweeter with time. It might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. It might be a little dust on the bottom, but it's one of those things that gets sweeter with time.
Show is made possible by the following sponsors.
Sullivan Steakhouse, offering guests a unique Naperville steakhouse experience with delectable food, fun cocktails, and swinging live music, enticing their guests to untie, unwind, and uncork. Bricconi's, it's the kind of food your mama wanted you to eat. They're a small business that is family owned and operated. Check out one of my favorite Italian restaurants in Naperville, Bricconi's. 630-717-9530, 630-717-9530. Hey, do you want to keep your home or business safe? Go to NapervilleAlarm.com. They have everything from 24/7 alarm monitoring to home automation through your smartphone. Monitoring starts at a low price of $19 a month with no contracts. NapervilleAlarm.com, keeping Chicagoland safe since 2000. Is purchasing or refinancing your home part of your summer plans? How about your spring plans? If so, call the experienced mortgage professionals at Homebridge Financial Services for a free pre-qualification. Interest rates remain at historic lows and home values are on the rise. Their mission is to simplify the mortgage process, and they're proud to be your partner for the path ahead. Give them a call at 630-404-4272 to get started today. Again, Homebridge Financial Services, that number 630-404-4272. Another proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show, Napier Settlement, where history comes to play. Check out NapierSettlement.org. And are you looking for some exciting live entertainment for your next birthday party? How about your reunion, an anniversary, a wedding, or a bachelorette party? How about opening day for that pool party? Look no further than my friend, the very talented Elvis impersonator, Ronnie B. Elvis. Ronnie B. Elvis will be singing and entertaining your guests for hours. Lots of fun and laughs whenever Ronnie B. is around. Find Ronnie B. Elvis on Facebook at Ronnie B. Elvis or give him a call at 847-693-1045 to book your next party. Summer bookings are now being accepted. Don't delay. Ronnie B. Elvis would love to come to your party. Call Ronnie B. Elvis. Again, that number, 847-693-1045. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also proudly sponsored by Lyle Savings Bank. Lyle Savings Bank, providing banking resources that build financial strength for each member of your family. Lyle Savings Bank, experts in planning for your family's milestones and moments since 1917. Arthur Murray Dance in Naperville and in Oak Brook. They didn't invent dancing, just the best way to teach it. Check out ArthurMurrayNaperville.com. And the Naperville Trolley and Tours, another proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show. They have four beautiful trolleys for weddings, bar hops, birthday parties, light tours, bat and bar mitzvahs, and more. It's always more fun on the Naperville Trolley. Ding, ding. Clark's Car Care in Naperville, themed after the infamous Clark Griswold vacation movie. Enjoy fresh popcorn in their kid-friendly waiting room while taking a load off in one of their massage chairs. Emissions experts for over 10 years, according to the EPA listing, conveniently located right next door to the Naperville Emissions Testing Center. Matt and his longtime staff will take care of any of your car needs, from a funny note in the engine. I shouldn't say note. Funny noise in the engine. Notes do make noises, though, technically speaking. To factory maintenance needs. They also are the only repair shop that offers a free roadside membership with any repair. You can't beat that. Check out clarkscarcare.com. Happy cars, happy owners. And Matt will be here in a few weeks. We're going to be road tripping again with Matt Weber from Clark's Car Care, so don't miss that. All right. Let's get this show on the road.
Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
I love my aunt Dolly.
And I love you too, Jakey. Hey, everybody. It's Dolly with the Dolly McCarthy Show. You are catching this at a new time. For the first time in 3 years, the show time has changed. I'm not going to say the name or the time of the show officially because we're tweaking it. 3 years at 9:30 in the morning. I miss my morning show. But now we're going to be in the afternoons because, you know, my full-time gig, doing news and traffic on WCPT, WGN, and now WBEZ in the morning. My full-time gigs with those are now in the morning. So I had to switch and adjust. So thanks for following me along and continuing to listen to the show. This is the good show, I like to call it, on WCKG, 1530 AM, Toueyville Internet Radio, Blog Talk Radio, Rivet Radio Network in Chicago, and now 1010 News Talk. Welcome to all my new listeners on 1010 News Talk. I'm the Morning Gal on that internet network, and I've been told that the ratings have tripled since we started that, so I'm so thrilled. Thank you all for tuning in to 1010 News Talk. Hey, I got to do a shout-out to my Facebook followers and all of you that have sent me messages and notes wondering where the show was this morning. Hopefully you found me now. It's in the afternoons, and I will officially put out the time later. But if you're listening right now, you're probably listening on an internet on your own time or on CKG this Sunday or whatever, wherever dial I just mentioned. So basically, just really appreciate you guys following along and continuing to follow the Dolly McCarthy Show, the good show. We've got a great show lined up for you today. Dr. Mary Amore is here from Mays Lakes Ministry, and you can say hello. She's right here in the seat. You look beautiful.
Well, hi, Dolly. Welcome. How are you? I'm so happy to be on the first afternoon show.
Yes.
Whatever time we're on.
Yeah,
so.
We won't say it.
No, we won't.
It's a big secret.
Okay.
It'll come out in a couple weeks. We'll make it official. Good to see you.
Thank you.
It's a beautiful spring day.
It is lovely, finally.
The grounds in Mays Lake are beautiful. How is that? Is everything blooming?
Mays Lake is blooming, absolutely. We are so blessed. We are God is just, you know, granting us a beautiful spring and flowers and sunshine, and it's a great day. Great day to be here with you.
Oh, thank
My
you
Dolly.
So much
Yay.
For coming. Really appreciate it. We've got a big event coming up at Mays Lake.
We do.
Let's talk about that.
Okay,
so
you
people
know,
could put it right on their calendar.
Absolutely. It's going to be our 25th anniversary benefit, and it's a wine and whiskey tasting at Butterfield Country Club, I know, on Friday, May 20th at 7 o'clock to 11. We've got 50 varieties of wine and whiskeys for you to taste.
50 varieties of wine and whiskeys.
So come with a designated driver by all means.
Please do. So
oh
you can
God.
Partake
yes.
in the party.
Exactly.
Oh
and we've
gosh.
Got chef pasta bars and wonderful.
Okay, so there'll
food.
Be food. So you,
Lots
you know,
of food.
Not
yeah.
just
oh,
the
no.
liquor.
We're not. No. We're not just drinking. We are eating too. We're celebrating, and it's all for a good cause. It's to raise some funds for Mays Lake Ministries because yes. we're a donor supported ministry. But we've been around 25 years, and you know it's a time to celebrate for sure.
25 years. That's so. That's what the celebration is for.
Yes.
And you know, 25 years is a silver anniversary.
It is absolutely.
So Mays Lake, think of that when you're making your gifts out to different charities. How about thinking silver?
Yes. Remember Mays Lake Ministries, because you know what we've got, and you know we have so grown in 25 years. I know a lot of people, especially in the Chicagoland area, remember us as. The St. Francis Retreat House, you
yes.
know, on 31st Street.
We've talked about this. My dad used to go
Absolutely.
There all the time.
That is
yeah.
so
Every
exciting.
Year.
I know. But, you know, in the last 25 years, we have tailored our programs to meet the needs of the ever-changing world. And so, you know, we've got programs that talk to the hearts of everybody that's listening. And so, you know, if you're struggling, you know, with your belief or your faith or whatever, you know, just check us out. Check us out on Facebook or on our website because there's a program there to help you because we like to meet people where they are in their spiritual journey, not where people think they should be because everyone's got their own path and that's fine
yeah.
because we're all made in the image and likeness of God and we've all got something to do for God and I think that's just great to be able to help people discover that.
Yeah. So tell us about some of those retreats that you offer now.
Okay, we
get specific. My sister just went this past weekend.
So you were saying
it was
yes.
a silent retreat,
right? Silent retreat. Yeah, we.
I've done that before, and I will tell you, I didn't think I'd be able to survive.
Pretty tough.
But I did, and I loved it. Everybody needs a silent retreat.
I know.
Even those that talk a ton, they need it probably the most.
You know what's so funny in our office is we always offer 3 silent retreats every year for men, and they love it. I mean, that's like you're eating, you're not talking or anything. And then with our women's, we call them quiet retreats because we said the women have to talk during dinner. I mean, because women are just social beings, but you're absolutely right. We all need to get off of that merry-go-round and just spend time with ourselves and who we are in the presence of our Lord. And it's just the greatest gift you can give yourself, truly.
I agree.
Yeah.
It is a gift. Give yourself a gift. There's Mother's Day is coming up. So, by the way, if you're going to, a lot of people will be hearing the show on Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Mary, are you a mom?
I am a mom and a grandmother.
And
my husband and I just celebrated our 40th wedding anniversary on May 1st.
Oh, my God. I love all this positive stuff coming from you. I love it.
So exciting.
You know, a lot of people don't know this, but you're a radio host, too, right?
Yes, I was. Last year, I had my own radio show. It was called Becoming a Joyful Mystic. And the whole premise was is that we are all born to be one with God. And how do we find that? How do we discover the ways that we can draw closer to God in the life that we live? And so it was wonderful. So
you don't have it anymore?
No, you know what? I was either the radio show or giving parish missions or working all that. You know how it is.
Yeah.
You know, once if you need something done, ask a busy person because you know there's always room on the plate for a couple more peas. So I did that last year. I took a little break because I had a lot of parish missions going on this Lent. Plus, I'm also doing a 8-part DVD series on the sacraments. And that's with the Daughters of St. Paul in Boston. So I'm writing that script.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, so it's
a lot of amazing things.
You know, God's just keeping me busy, and that's great.
Oh, that is so great. Yeah, he's got a message, and he's sending that message right through you. Hopefully you'll get back on the airwaves, too.
Oh, I will.
Because
absolutely.
I'd love to hear you.
Oh,
I'd love to hear your show. I found out later. I didn't find out until after we had the interview.
Exactly. Well, on our website at mazelakeministries.org, if you go on our podcast, you can pick them up. So we still got them there, people.
Oh,
yeah, so
wonderful.
For your spiritual enrichment,
you
can listen to them at any time, which is fabulous.
Okay, so you're talking about people taking their, going about their spirituality, their journey at their own pace.
Mm-hmm.
So, and Maze Lake Ministries offers so much variety.
Yes, we do.
Well, we got the silent retreat, the quiet retreat for the men, the
yes.
quiet retreat for the women, the silent retreat for the men.
Yeah, I love it.
Right.
Let's keep
women get to talk, men. I just love that. That's hilarious. So what other things, I'm really curious about.
Well, yes.
I haven't seen the schedule lately. I would love to sign up for something. Tell us what's coming
up. One of the hallmarks that makes
Maze
Lake Ministries so special, especially in the Chicagoland area, is that we offer individual spiritual direction. Now, and we have 26 spiritual directors on staff, making us the single largest resource for spiritual direction in Chicago, if not the Midwest. And what spiritual direction is, it's like sitting with someone and talking about your faith life, and they help you, you know, the director helps you discover how God's working in your life. Even, you know, if you feel like your life's in the blender and everything's going down the toilet, no, God is still there. You know, he's really there, and that's when we're really supposed to hold on. So that's a wonderful gift we can give ourselves. And, you know, we also
so you
have,
could sign up with any of these.
Right.
Is there a fee? How does it work?
There's a suggestion. You meet with the director once a month for an hour, and the suggested donation is $50. And, you know, again, it's
cheaper than a counseling session.
Absolutely, right. And speaking
of
that,
you probably get a lot more out of it, too.
Yes,
wow.
Really. And we also offer, we have 2 pastoral counselors on staff. So if someone is in spiritual direction or, you know, maybe they're looking for, you know, kind of counseling, we do couples counseling for marriage and everything. So we have 2 counselors on staff as well. And the suggested donation for that is $75. So, I mean, we really are very cost efficient for everybody so they can take advantage of our services.
Wow. And so then let's talk about those retreats then. Get into what other retreats
are. One of our programs we have that we're really proud of is our Veterans Retreat. We just had a program. We had a retreat for them last weekend.
Oh, I love that.
From Friday through Sunday.
Good turnout?
Yes. Well, you know, we like to keep them small, 10 or less, because it gives the soldier, man or woman, time to unpack their story, because it's in the telling of their story with other service people that the healing can begin. You know, the moral wounds of war are so deep in people. we're still seeing people that served in Vietnam come forward and say, you know, I've carried this with me for 40, 45 years, and now finally I can sleep at night. So we, you know, we are touching the hearts of our military men and women. We have retreats for first responders, you know, because they put their life on the line for us, but who's taking care of them? So we have this wonderful program. You know, we do offer a weekend retreat, but they don't have the time with their schedule to do that. So we try and do it in snippets of 3 hours, something in the on a Saturday morning or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever, whoever and whatever someone's looking for, they can find it at Maze Lake Ministries to enrich their life, really.
I love that. Yay. And thanks to you. How long have you been at Maze Lake?
I've been there 9 years now.
Wow.
And we have just grown.
It seems
grown.
Like you just started there.
I know.
Your attitude, your energy, and your enthusiasm is not, you know, typical of someone who's been at a place for 9 years.
I know. I should be burning out right now, but you know what? I just feel like, you know, God is using me as a vessel, and that's how He uses all of us. I mean, Dolly, just imagine the people that you reach every day with your beautiful attitude and all your wonderful words, and that's all we need to do is do the best we can each and every day, because that's all that God expects of us.
Yeah, that's
good.
For sure.
It's all good.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Totally awesome. Okay, so how can folks find you on the web and sign up for these retreats or the spiritual direction that
someone's looking for? I encourage
all of
you.
And do you have to be a Catholic?
No. We serve all Christians, really. Absolutely.
Is it a Catholic group?
You know, it was formed originally by the Franciscans.
Yeah.
Okay. But anyone who knows Franciscans knows how inclusive they are.
Yeah.
But really, we deal with the spiritual life of people, not doctrine. And so that just makes it so much more fulfilling and enriching, because everyone has their own pathway to God. We just like to head them that way.
Yeah.
So that's wonderful. So
you hear that so often now, like what you said, most people are not religious, they're spiritual.
Well, everyone's welcome.
But, you know, you can say you're spiritual, but really, you know, I think Maze Lake can really guide you on that spiritual path, because sometimes people just say I'm spiritual and there's nothing there, and there's nothing that you're getting or giving, and it seems like Maze Lake is
the
really...
The root of our existence is to help people have a relationship with Jesus, because if you have a relationship with Jesus, then all of your behavior is going to reflect that loving relationship, and you're going to be a happier person and a more fulfilled person. So please visit our website at mazelakeministries.org and our Facebook page. Because
you guys got a Facebook page, too?
Oh, we do. We serve up 4 to 6 soul snacks every day.
Do you really?
Yeah, to feed your hungry
soul. I have liked your Facebook page. How come I'm not getting
those? I don't know
soul
why you're not
snacks.
Getting because you should.
I need to snack more often.
Yes. I mean, our Facebook page is reaching 35,000 people a week. It's astonishing. Yes,
that's
just amazing.
So I need to go back and make sure I'm getting these updates.
Really?
You know, when you have 5,000 people that follow you on Facebook, you look at your feed and you're like, who are these people?
I know, exactly.
So I need to get Maze Lake right up there.
Yes.
I love that. Soul Snacking.
Soul Snacking.
That's the name of a book for you.
One day when I have time, I will write that Soul Snack book. But I also encourage our listeners to maybe, you know, buy a raffle ticket for our...
Yes, let's talk about this benefit coming up.
Yes, the benefit
because
on May
20th. Because you sent me a picture of the Blackhawks.
Oh,
was it a stick and a jersey?
We have.
You guys, there's going to be some incredible live. Was it
live
auction or
anybody
silent auction?
Anybody who loves the Blackhawks is going to want to bid on this. It's a crystal glass hockey stick filled with rare vodka, and it's signed by the 2016 Blackhawks team. Now, anyone who loves the Blackhawks knows that this is going to look mighty fine over their bar. Really.
Yeah, how
and
about
it's
that?
One of a kind, truly.
Wow.
And so people can, if you want to place your bid, the bids will close on May 20th at the event, but we're taking online and phone bids, so people can call, give their number, their name, we'll take their information the night of the 20th. You know, if they're in the running for the bids, it will be there.
That's exciting stuff. Any other exciting items
you
have?
We have a box. For the, a viewing box for the Blackhawks and for the Bulls, complete with food and drink and private parking and everything else.
Oh, that is
so
nice.
So you can, you know, watch your favorite team in the luxury of this private skybox. We've got 2 first-row seats for the Cubs versus the Mets right behind the dugout. For a July game.
That's on my bucket list. All right, I'm going after that one.
Exactly.
Can people bid on that online,
too?
If
they call us up and they place their bid, we will be happy to call them up
that
night.
We'll accommodate you.
These are
all live.
We won't
turn anybody away.
No, because we're a donor-supported ministry, so please remember us in your giving. Yes.
Awesome. All right, so this is Maze Lake Ministries' annual benefit. You don't want to miss this. Pour out your hearts. They're going to be doing a lot of pouring that night.
Mm-hmm.
You'll have some fine wines. And some
wonderful food,
whiskey, pasta
and
bars, and so there'll be food and a silent and live auction. It sounds like a really nice event.
Oh,
I'm going to be there. We're going to be there. I'm going to bring my mom.
Excellent.
She's excited, and some of my sisters are coming with us. It's at Butterfield Country Club in Oak Brook. You ever wonder what it's like inside that Butterfield Country Club? I'm not a member. I don't think I'll ever be a member.
No, but it's exquisite.
Here's your chance to get in there and check that beautiful place out. This is Friday, May 20th, folks. This year, this month.
Yes, in 2 weeks.
It's coming up in 2 weeks. My goodness.
It starts at 7 p.m., so get your tickets now, please, before we're sold out.
How much are tickets?
Tickets are $100, and it includes the tastings and the whiskey tastings, the wine tastings,
the
food.
Well, that's pretty good. Most of the events that I hear, you know, it's like $200.
I know. We try and keep it economical for our people.
Yeah, because we want you to come and bid, too.
Yes, we
do. And if you would like to sponsor this event, can they still sponsor?
I think so. Sure, we can put, because we have to create our program book.
Yeah.
So, yes.
Still have time to do that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, this is fantastic. Dr. Miriam More, I call her Dr. Love.
Dr. Love.
Because I just love her, and that's, if you're Italian, you know Amore means it's love.
You got it.
And she is a love ball right here. A love ball. What's a love ball? It's someone who's just so precious, you could just squeeze it. Love bear. There we go. You are just so precious, and I just love what you're doing at Maze Lake Ministries. Keep up the good work.
We will.
Thank you for stopping by and filling us all in. Check out mazelakeministries.org for more information on all of this. If you'd like to contact Dr. Mary Amore, she's the executive director over there, the head honcho, the big cheese. She can guide you and put you in touch with what you need.
Absolutely.
Sure.
We're here to help you.
Fantastic.
Thanks, Dolly.
Thank you so much. I'll see you on the 20th. Can't
I'll look
wait.
Forward to it. God bless. Okay.
Dolly, let me be your loving teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and leave me anywhere. Dolly, let me be your teddy bear.
She's the greatest gal on the radio. You're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Love. See you later. All right. Hey, Naperville, let's unite and fight pancreatic cancer. Join the Lustgarten Foundation's Pancreatic Cancer Research Walk on July 24th at the Naperville Pavilion. That's the Riverwalk Grand Pavilion. This will be there to raise money and fight pancreatic cancer. 100% of every dollar raised will go directly to research. The Dolly McCarthy Show is thrilled to support and sponsor this event. Join us. Together, we will beat pancreatic cancer. Register now at www.pancreaticcancerresearchevents.org, or you can call 866-789-1000. Our friends last week from the Brightside Theater stopped by, and I want to just remind you that they're putting on Spamalot. That's their final production for the season. So if you're looking for a last-minute Mother's Day gift, maybe you forgot, you could just tell Mom that you got tickets to Spamalot, and it's not until June 3rd. How about that? We can also accommodate Dad, too, for Father's Day. Spamalot is playing at the Brightside Theater, at the Miley Swallow Hall, at North Central College in Naperville. This will be Fridays and Saturdays in June, June 3rd through the 19th at 8 p.m., and Sundays at 3 o'clock. Check out brightsidetheater.com or give them a call at 630-447-8497. That's 630-447-TIXX. T-I-X-S. I like that. Monty Python's Spamalot. Check it out at the Brightside Theater. Okay, this week we are in Elgin, guys. I've been talking about this for weeks, it seems like. Finally, it's here. Habitat for Humanity of Northern Fox Valley with our Women Build Week. It's an event that happened on Tuesday, started on Tuesday, May 3rd, and it will continue through May 7th in Elgin. This Women Build is Habitat for Humanity's program that empowers women to learn construction skills, build homes and communities, and just being a part of something very, very special, helping a veteran, a family in need to have their own home. Amazing program. And you can be a part of this. Yep, you can pick up a hammer and a nail, No experience necessary. They have folks there that will guide you. And this week, if you can't make it this week, you can also check out their website and sign up on their website for another day or week. So that website is habitatnsv.org. You can go there and sign up for another day if you want. All right, shout out to our veterans. We love you guys. Thanks for everything you do and for your service. Veterans have benefits too. Receive free admission on Mondays at the Hollywood Palms Cinema Bar and Eatery in Naperville.
Work hard and I'll try. I can't walk high. Because I love you too much, darling.
Oh, that's a shout-out to my buddy, Ronnie B. Elvis. Can you believe 3 years, folks, 3 years of this show, over 160 shows, about 700 guests, 3 years. I can't believe how far we've come on this show. And I want to thank all of you listening right now, including my sponsors, too. But really, if it wasn't for the listeners, we wouldn't be here today. All of you listen in every week. You're purposeful in that because I see the numbers on internet radio. And I appreciate the feedback that you give WCKG that carries the show and now my new friends over at 1010 News Talk. If it wasn't for you, we wouldn't be able to highlight these non-for-profits like Maze Lake Ministries and Brightside Theater, groups that are small but really making a huge difference in your own individual communities. So I just love that this show does that every week, that we can highlight that. And we also have interesting and fun and exciting guests, like my next guest. She's here. Say hello.
Hi. Am I on? Is this thing on?
Okay. I told you. My last guest, Dr. Amore, was talking about snacking, spiritual snacking.
Yes.
And so we're going to be doing some snacking in the studio today. Mama Cuisine is here. She's out with is this a new cookbook?
It's a new cookbook, yes, in collaboration with Kenmore Appliances.
All right. Johanna Cook is here with her new cookbook. I love this. It's such an – I haven't seen – I saw pictures online.
Yeah.
It's really nice. Really? Oh, you got a section to put notes
in. Yeah, and
in
it's
here.
Laminated so you could spill stuff on it if you want, and it'll be – it's user-friendly.
It's definitely created by a mama.
Yeah.
For a mama.
Yes, for sure.
I have cookbooks, but I actually love my spaghetti stains on my cookbook so I can find my favorite recipes. Follow the stains, whatever. So Johanna is, am I saying your name right?
Yes.
Johanna? Okay, I'm not sure. We haven't talked in a while, and I see you all over Facebook and your social media queen. You're all over the place.
Oh, geez.
And your recipes look amazing. I'm so glad I could finally taste something.
Yes, I brought something for
what
you,
did you
here
bring?
Today.
So
I brought it's in the book there.
What page?
It is, let's see, I don't know what page. I have to check it out. But it is the Spanish chicken bake. It's one of the most popular.
Oh, perfect for Cinco de Mayo today.
Yes. It's one of the most popular recipes because it's so simple.
Really?
It's
now,
literally.
Is that what you do, like simple recipes? Or do you do some hard ones? You throw us a curveball every now and then.
Well, sometimes people want, especially during the holiday season, we want to get a little bit more creative in our cooking. But for the most part, it's everyday recipes, simple ingredients.
That looks very creative.
Yeah. It's actually really simple. It's just a jar of olives.
Okay, I see the olives.
Yeah, a jar of olives, a can of organic tomatoes, like diced tomatoes, fire roasted. You get some chicken with salt and pepper and paprika and brown it a little bit. A cup of rice and put it all together in the oven. It's like so easy, three ingredients, like three major ingredients.
Seriously.
Yeah. And then an hour later you have...
That
like
looks
a
amazing.
Huge meal for everybody.
That's very impressive,
so
really.
That's
and I'm
cuisine.
Impressed that you brought this today with all that you do.
Yes.
She's a mom of how many kids do you have now?
Three.
Three kids?
I have
now,
one
listen
here
to
today.
Me. Three. Oh, hello, honey. Wait, who's that?
That's Samantha.
Hi, Samantha. Oh, she a doll.
Say hi.
Are you homesick from school today?
Yes.
Oh, it's been one of my kids. My two daughters were texting me this morning, go, we don't feel good.
It's the allergies.
I think it's the weather.
It's
and
the
allergies. It's the allergies.
Yes.
That's why they were bothered by it.
Yes.
And I felt bad.
Well, the school
Mama
called
has...
me and was a picker up. I was like, really? Do I have to? Do I have to?
Oh,
you can keep her for a couple more hours, I promise. So you are a busy mom of three, and they're young.
They're young, yeah. 14, 9, and 6 is the youngest.
Well, okay, now I want to know. We know your recipes, they look amazing, and I'm going to taste that.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, you know, you have a huge following, and you've got Sears, Kenmore sponsoring your show,
Kenmore,
right?
Yes.
Is it Sears anymore?
There. You could find them at Sears.
Okay.
Kenmore, technically, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I thought Sears was still Kenmore. Kenmore's still Sears.
Kenmore's still part
of
Sears, yes.
So your huge success. Let's talk about your story. So how did you get started with all of this?
Have
you been cooking your whole life? Tell me your story.
Yes.
I've
been cooking my whole life. The first thing I remember really getting good at is fried rice. So I remember my aunt.
Why didn't you bring the fried rice?
I'm the fried rice queen.
Oh, I love
fried
rice.
Fried rice is perfect.
What do you put in it?
Leftovers.
Do you know what I love putting in my fried rice? The sprouts. What is it called?
Bean sprouts.
Is it the bean sprouts? They're clear?
Yeah, the bean sprouts.
Love that.
This is so good. Crunchy. You put that.
I just love it. Do you put that in yours?
I put whatever.
Okay.
The thing with
throwing a bunch of leftovers. Yeah. You could have a chicken wing in there.
It is leftover food. That's what it's created for. It is perfect. You can make anything out of it. Like when you have takeout, they give you way too much rice. And it's there in the fridge the next morning. Like throw in some eggs and sausages and you have breakfast fried rice. There's so much you could do. But I started cooking when I was about probably Sam's age, 6 or 7 years old. I started to get really interested in it.
Sam, are you a cooker? Do you like to cook?
You love to
chop.
You
can talk in that microphone.
You can talk in the mic. You love to chop. She actually goes through the fridge.
You chop.
And she chops everything.
Oh.
And I open the fridge, it's already chopped. So I have a prep cook.
Are you
cook.
Serious? Did you teach them how to eat? Like, on the cover of your cookbook, you got a huge honking knife here.
Yeah.
I could take off a hand. Did she use that knife?
No, butter knife. She uses a butter knife.
Sometimes they say a dull knife is more dangerous than a sharp knife.
That is very, very true.
So,
yeah, a dull knife is much worse than a sharp knife. That's
maybe next year, Sam.
That's not a clean slice, you know what I mean?
So you started cooking when you were little. Like a lot of people do that.
A lot of people
when
do.
When did you realize, hey, I am pretty good at this?
You know, I knew I was good at it because I loved doing it. And then as I got older, I was actually in the restaurant business. So I was in school for journalism because I thought I wanted to be like a journalist, a food writer, or maybe become an anchor or something like that. And that was fine. And just like any like 19, 20-year-old would do, you would work in a restaurant. So that's what I did. Well, I was in school, and then I had the opportunity to train and travel with a company. And I was totally in love with restaurant operations. And then so I went to my parents, my very strict Asian parents.
And how old were you at that time?
I was 20.
Okay.
And I said, I'm going to quit journalism school because, yay, I'm going to work in a restaurant. That's the best idea ever.
And what
my
did they say?
Parents were like, they were going to faint. Like, what does that even mean? And this was before it was glamorous to be in the restaurant.
Yeah, this was before Rachel Ray and Paula Deen
made
it all.
Yes, it was like right about when all this was starting. So it wasn't a glamorous job, you know. And
let's face it, there's not many. What's your nationality?
I'm Filipino and Indian.
You never see an Indian and Filipino on TV talking about food.
It was so unrealistic.
But that's what's so cool about you, too, is like you're introducing people to different spices and flavors and,
culture, hopefully.
Okay, so they didn't throw you out of the house. So.
No. Okay. And then so I just really started, and I really did really well in my career in the restaurant business. I traveled with companies, worked with big companies as a corporate trainer. I loved it, and I was pretty good at it. Then I got married, had kids. Everything changes once you do the family life. And I didn't want to be in the restaurants anymore.
Oh, those are awful hours.
It was just really bad hours. Yeah, you can't raise your kids. You can't be there on the weekends and holidays. Like, why did I have a family, like, for no reason, right?
Yeah.
So I was kind of in transition. I didn't know what I was going to do. Facebook was just starting, and people knew me as always posting, you know, my dishes or, you know, events that I would throw in my home. And someone told me, you know, there's this thing people are doing called blogging. My best friend Annie was telling me, I said, what is that? And she was saying it's an online journal. And I was like, why does anyone care? Who cares? An online journal? Like, why would I put myself out there?
Yeah.
And who would even read this? And anyway, long story short, I just learned.
I'm like a best friend. She said, duh, put your food on there.
Right.
Okay.
And I learned along the way how to use it for business. And I realized that I could, a lot of my unrealistic dreams, I was able to make honestly come true through using digital media, which is amazing, really.
Yeah. So what was your dream originally?
I had two dreams. My realistic dream was to run the restaurants of famous chefs. And hopefully travel
and take my family around the world, which is now very unrealistic, actually. Take my kids and travel over the world, right, and run the restaurants of really great big chefs. That's what I really wanted to do. And then my unrealistic dream was I was in theater my entire, like, high school, you know, and middle school choir. I love being in front of people. And just I was really inspired also as a young girl, like, growing up in the Philippines. So I was 9 and moving here. The way I learned about cultural food, which was Italian food and American food, was through watching, like, PBS. It's, like, a very typical story, like, Julia Child and all these people, you know, Jacques Pepin and all them, was what inspired me. And that was my unrealistic dream, was to share my love of food and cooking and family through that medium, because I'm only good at two things, and it's being in front of people and cooking. That's all
well,
I'm good at.
How about being a mom?
And being a Samantha. Mom, too.
It's Mother's Day. If you're listening on Sunday on WCKG, it's Mother's Day, and we are talking to Johanna Cook, who is the creator of Mama Cuisine. She's out with a new cookbook called From My Pantry to Your Table, Mama Cuisine's Guide to Great Everyday Meals. And they seem like, I don't see long lists of ingredients here. They seem pretty easy. Oh, you got a breakfast and sweets? Strawberry almond milk?
Yeah. Very simple.
How do you do that?
That's just strawberries. That's just strawberries and almonds.
Oh, is this using a blender?
Blend it. Yeah, you just blend it.
Real strawberries?
Yes.
There's
Could
real
you
stuff
imagine?
In here.
Real stuff.
Okay, so yeah, so now your dream has come true.
Yes.
And are you just
making
so,
it come
you,
true?
Now, what did the kids say about all of this?
This little one doesn't know anything else. Like, she's, you know.
Do you like Mama's cooking? She's nodding her head. This is Samantha.
Yes.
And she snacks on a chocolate
from
her mom's purse.
Yes, I was hiding that in my purse, and she found it.
Don't you hate when you hide chocolate in your purse? That's like your secret.
Oh, that's my stash.
That's your stash?
Yes.
And the kids find it?
Awful. Now I have to go back to Walmart.
Yeah, yeah. So the kids, what are they, do they eat your food, or are they picky?
They are just like typical kids. You know, it's they hate mushrooms because it's slimy. Yeah, and the more they hate it, the more I cook it.
Do you have any tips for those picky eaters out there? You've got it. You've got
it. Oh, yeah. My thing is, I will never cook like 5 different meals. You can't do that. Like, you have to cook one thing. And kids, it's called taste training. Like, your taste buds change as you grow up. Obviously, when you're a toddler, and that's when the biggest complaints are from moms, are their toddlers. They don't eat anything. They just eat pizza and French fries.
Yeah.
It's because it's the
and
only thing you feed
hot
them.
Dogs.
Yeah, it's like, it's the only thing we feed them. And I know it's exhausting. It's exhausting for you as a mom to, like, keep cooking and then no one even eats it. And it's, like, very frustrating.
There.
Yeah, it's frustrating.
Sometimes I'm in tears.
Yes.
Because you put so much work and love into it.
They
and
don't
then
care.
It's like, for me, I'm Italian. Food
yes.
is love.
Yes.
So I feel unloved when they don't eat my
yes,
food.
Yes, me too. I get so upset. So I think it's just,
so
you can't quit.
Keep introducing it.
You have to introduce
new food.
Put
that big lump of broccoli right on their plate. Right on top of the cake.
And the key is to actually chop it up, not to hide it. I'm not a fan of people hiding stuff, because I think kids should know what it is. They shouldn't.
You're setting them up for a healthy lifestyle.
Right.
By
a broccoli looks like a broccoli.
Yeah.
But then obviously when you're a little person, you probably want to chop it up into smaller pieces so it's more digestible instead of a big honking piece of broccoli.
See, my mom would take the broccoli from the bag, dump it in water, and boil it, and then serve it. There was no flavor, no taste. It was like eating green water that was mushy. And I found a way, and maybe you have some other tips. I have to say, tell the story, though. I take broccoli, green beans, asparagus, a little bit of olive oil, and a tiny bit of sea salt. And my kids go crazy over
that. It's so simple, right?
It's so simple. If my mother only did that, I would have been eating broccoli at the ripe old
all
age
your
of
life.
Eight. I know.
Exactly.
I didn't start eating broccoli till I was actually a cook at a rectory with a bunch of priests. I didn't know what I was doing, those poor men. So here's a recipe. It's called grilled mojo shrimp.
Mojo.
Oh, mojo.
And that's good for Cinco de Mayo.
Mojo. I'm just going to say, getting your mojo back.
You're
going to
get
here.
Your mojo back.
Oh, my God.
That's perfect for today. It's Cinco de Mayo. So that's very citrusy. Lots of paprika, cumin, garlic,
cumin
cilantro.
Is so good for you.
Oh, it's so good. And you can marinate steak, chicken, like seafood. Oh, and you can, like, drink the sauce. It is so good.
Really?
Yeah.
This looks
so
really
good.
You got and I love cilantro.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
Cilantro on shrimp or salsa or
anything.
You know, even on cheese, like a quesadilla.
Really?
Quesadilla.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, cheese quesadilla with cilantro. I love it. This looks really good. Oh, you got apple cider vinegar, which is healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so what do you think of the new cookbooks that are out about the no-sugar cookbooks? What are you conscious of your ingredients, your salt and your sugar and all that?
Yes and no.
Yes and no. Okay.
Yes and no. I just try to – I'm not a big fan, or I never get into – like styles of eating paleo, or I didn't even know how to say paleo for a long time. Someone had to correct me because I'm just not, I don't follow those like diet trends. For me, I just try to get the freshest ingredients. And I think when you're busy, kids, career, you know, you're busy with your life, cooking these days for us is a chore. So I want to share with people for them to start to enjoy it. Even if you're not that good at it, it's a, like you have to cook. You have to learn how to cook, especially if you have a family. You can't just go out to eat all the time. So I always just want to share that if you buy food and ingredients that are
fresh,
the best that you could get, exactly the best quality,
you're doing a well.
You're already doing a million times better.
Yeah.
I mean, even if you're making mac and cheese, which isn't the healthiest thing, but you're making it yourself from cream and milk and real cheese, it's so much better than frozen stuff that you just pop in.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
And the powder that you're pouring over the noodles, probably. We don't know what that
the
powder is.
The nuclear orange powder. Yes.
Although Kraft, to their benefit, I guess now everything is
they're starting to
real.
Right? Yeah.
Real. But, you know. Yeah. So, yeah, it's so true. Fresh ingredients.
Fresh ingredients.
But it takes a lot of work to cook with fresh ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
I told it, my dream, here's my dream. Mm-hmm. You want to hear my dream?
Yes.
My dream is to wish, I think I was reincarnated. I must have lived in a simpler time where you get up every morning and you're like, okay, what should we eat today?
Yeah.
And you go shopping and you get the fresh food and you come home and you prepare it.
Right?
And then you go out and you cut the head off the chicken. And then
you
go out to the shed
yourself.
And you milk the cow. I love that kind of stuff.
I know.
Although I wish, but you know, people laugh at me. Dolly, that's a lot of work. It just seems simpler.
It is, but it's, I know. It's like such a good life, imaginary life.
Well, the cookbook is called From My Pantry to Your Table. Johanna Cook is Mama Cuisine. Where did Mama Cuisine, the name, come from?
Oh, gosh. You know, in middle school, a friend.
And why did you pick Mama Cuisine? Because you're a mom, right?
I'm a mom. And, you know, no, but actually since seventh grade, you know, my name is Johanna. I had a friend who started calling me Jo Mama since seventh grade. And I don't think it was supposed to be a nice thing. This is Allison.
My brother used to say that. Yeah.
Yes. I don't think it was supposed to be a nice thing. I think she was trying to be a bully. But it stuck to me. And even when I moved to Chicago from San Francisco, I didn't know anyone here. And it would just be automatic. People would just call me Jo. It just stuck. Mama just stuck.
Yeah.
And when I was kind of trying to figure it out, and I didn't know it was going to become this big business, I just...
Yeah,
I don't have a very compelling story, but that's just how
now.
I
do
did
you
it.
Do you have other recipe books too with something like from the Philippines, like recipes just from the Philippines that you've put out? Or
we have in the cooking show in the kitchen with Mama Cuisine. I'm introducing this season some really cool ways to incorporate like Filipino food and make it easier for like the everyday life and sharing that because that's my culture. I love it so much and I want to share how delicious it is.
You know what? One of my best friends in grade school.
Mm-hmm.
She was
Filipino,
and her graduation party, even her birthday parties.
Yeah. Huge.
Now, they set up a buffet. I mean, back in the day, we didn't do buffets.
Right.
It was like, you know, you line up in the kitchen and the mom pops it. No, they had in the basement three long tables. I'm not kidding. I'll never forget it. And all the, I thought my Italian family was crazy.
Very
with all
similar.
The food.
Right?
But I couldn't get over it, and the food was delicious.
Yes.
I haven't tasted it since.
Oh.
Where can I get some good Filipino food?
Oh, my gosh, there's a
lot.
Where
do we go?
There's a lot throughout Chicago, actually. There's some really
What's
good
restaurants.
What's
your favorite
restaurant? Actually, Sunda's pretty good.
Is that in downtown Chicago?
That's in downtown Chicago. That's a good one. E&O in Mount Prospect is good. They're introduced. It's Asian food, but they introduce
Well, I'll be
some.
In Mount Prospect later this afternoon to meet my cousins.
Yes,
what
E&O
is
E&O.
E&O.
So it's an
E-O.
Yeah. Right in there, yes.
Like with an E
and
an O.
And then an O. And it's right in their new comp, Randhurst Village, I believe, is where it is. It's like a very nice outdoor mall area. That's a great place to visit. There's many little places, like Unimart. There's one in Skokie, I believe, which is a Filipino store. And
Unimart?
There's a lot of prepared ingredients. Like prepared foods that you can go get.
I think
you
I've been there, actually.
Yeah, you can get egg rolls.
Because I just moved
noodles.
To the Northwest Side.
Yeah, so that's not far from you.
I think I've been there.
That's literally on the name.
It's not Tui or Dempster or
Dempster. Right on Dempster, right by Advocate. Right,
yeah, I have been there, but yeah. I've not gotten prepared food. I've gotten different items.
Go
on
and
the shelf.
See the prepared food. Okay. You'll probably see some of what you remember when you were a kid.
I will do that. Okay, so tell us about your online. Your TV show. It's not on TV.
Not on TV.
Where
yeah.
are you? Where can
so
we find you live?
You could see it on
videos.
Right.
Whatever.
You could go on mamacuisine.com, MOMMA cuisine.com. You'll see all the updated videos there. Obviously on YouTube as well, Mama Cuisine. And if you have the Roku player.
Which yes,
streams?
I have that.
I have a channel there. So
wait a minute.
I am technically
I have
on
that
TV.
In Parker, so I can watch you on TV.
Yeah, so you just
you are on TV.
Yeah, I am on TV.
You
There's
are.
Ways around this. No,
it's
but
so
you can download the Mama Cuisine channel, and that way you can watch me on the big screen. Because people do like, you know, everything is streamed now. Everything is online based. But people want it. There's nothing like seeing it and being comfortable on your couch and watching it on a big screen.
Right now, some people are watching us on YouTube.
Oh, great.
I don't know
where
the camera is,
where
guys.
Where is the camera?
Guys, where is this camera? It's here somewhere. I'm looking. I wonder if it's in that sprinkler. See that sprinkler head? Maybe it's in there. Hi. It's there. I've seen the channel. People have watched the show on YouTube. You can watch this show on YouTube, but on Roku, I have that on my
Yeah, so download
that's
it,
really
please.
Cool. So do you put out – how often do you put out a show?
Every couple weeks or so, we have a new episode. We already pre-tape it, and then that way it's ready to go, and then we'll.
How long is the show?
It's 5 minutes.
I haven't seen this. Oh,
yeah.
I've seen your online stuff.
Yeah. So it's
same. That's the same thing.
It's
okay.
The same thing, and it's just all streamed. So anywhere from like 30-second quick tips to like full-on shows of celebrity interviews, up to 5 minutes. We don't like to make it longer than that because. Attention span, I think they say these days, is less than a goldfish. So.
I know, I hear you. Well, some of my I won't say names, but they're like, Dolly, you should do a half-hour show because, you know, people like the shorter shows. Well, it's an hour show. It's short. But, I hear that's what people are. They want the short bit.
Short bit.
So that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So you've been on the Food Channel?
The Food Channel, yep, iFood TV. We're
who's your stream. Who's your foodie hero? Who's like do you love watching?
I
love watching Rachel Ray. The only problem with her though is I just get lost in her voice and her facial expressions, and I don't know what I just
she
watched her
really
make.
Did it at
She's
like
amazing.
The perfect time, like when she came out with 30 minute meals was when like you know she just did it right.
Yeah. Who
so
do you like to watch?
I actually love like Ina Garten on Food Network. She is.
I don't know her.
Oh, okay. Her life is fabulous. Like, she lives in the Hamptons.
Oh, I love the Hamptons.
She just bakes chicken for her husband, Jeffrey, who's a professor at Harvard or some Ivy League school. That's like, that's the life, right?
Okay, that's my dream.
Yeah,
right there. Just to cook all day.
Yeah, exactly. And she just hosts parties for her gay florist friends that come over. And that's like the life right there. And every time she cooks, you just want to hang out with her. I like her.
Yeah.
So much.
It's amazing, though, watching these shows. They make it look so easy, and the kitchens look beautiful,
yeah,
and there's flowers.
All perfect.
Everything is just absolutely perfect. When you do your shows, do you have people cleaning up around you all the time?
You have to.
You have
yeah.
to.
If you look
Otherwise,
back.
Say, why don't you? You know, here's another thing. I think I might come out with something new. The messy cook.
You
know.
They have the drunken cook. They have all sorts of crazy stuff
drunken
online.
Cook.
This lady just drinks and starts cooking. It's hilarious.
I saw this woman online. She cooks and she swears.
Yeah.
Did you see her?
Oh, there's so many.
She's swearing. She's using F bombs. She's she is calling chicken like I can't repeat.
There's so
but
many.
It's so bad, but it's funny.
Yeah.
And she's good. She's really
it's
good.
Like real recipes.
Oh my goodness. That's too funny. All right, so what's next for you? What do you got cooking?
We started test launching some products. I'm wearing one actually right now, a little hoodie. I'll show you.
Oh, is that cute? Wait,
yes.
I can't read it.
Oh, can you read it?
Here. Lift it up a little bit. Lift up the hood. It says, she is clothed with strength and dignity, and she laughs without fear of the future. Proverbs 31:25. I love that.
So we came out with a couple things just
When
on,
you say we, it's really just you.
It's
you
me.
You are amazing. You're a dynamo.
I have like a small team of people who really help me, which is great. It's great to be at this point in my career where I could have help and people who are actually very good at what they do and knowledgeable to help me with the business. But I wanted to introduce tangible products. I think we're at that point now. We have the cookbooks that are coming out. That we're
what about some pots and pans?
Hopefully, right now I'm with Kenmore, so that's okay. What I'm pushing out. But
you know, like we have pillows with these designs. We have one that says Mom Boss. So cute, you know, things to just, I want to inspire moms. We all go through so much stuff raising the children and everything else in life. So in everything that I do, I just always want to use what my talents and what I know how to do and the people who I know to help me empower other women. It's not an easy job what we do, Dolly. an easy job.
Oh, no, but you do make it look fun. But I know the work that you put into it.
Oh,
and
you too.
How much sleep do you get every night?
How much sleep do you get?
Well, you know, my hours just changed.
Oh, yes.
I'm at work at 4:30 in the morning now. But, you know, I love it because I'm a morning person, mm-hmm. but I wish that it was just like an hour later. That'd be perfect.
Yeah.
But, no, I can't complain. And then I'm off at noon,
yeah.
and I'm with my kids all day. So, you know what I did the first day? Did you see my online post?
No, what was it?
The first day I went crazy. 2 weeks ago, I took a pasta class at Cooking Fools in Wicker Park. Love that place. And I took it about 10, 15 years ago, but I wanted a refresher. And my first day I got home, my first day at my new hours, I got home and I started making pasta.
Fresh
homemade
pasta.
Sauce.
Oh,
and
that
I just
sounds
went
amazing.
Crazy. My kitchen was a disaster, but I couldn't have been more happier.
Oh,
so I know,
the best.
See, it's so great to do something that you love, you know.
Yes.
Although I'm not really great at cooking. I love it, but, you know, at least you're good at it.
But you're known. You're known to have always good food around, too.
I have friends that bring over good things. I'll have to invite you over to the next party.
Yes.
Yeah, we're still having, oh, she came early with a dish. Yes. So there's a recipe in her. It's acorn squash stuffed with wild rice and toasted pine nuts. I mean, there's just so
different
many
arrays.
Different recipes in here.
Yes.
I don't know how you do it. This is amazing stuff. I really,
Thank
really.
You.
Oh, and there's healthy substitutions on the back page. Really cool. So next, you've got some. You're doing retail.
Yeah. So we're doing some product
like
online, and that's actually through cafepress.com/mamacuisine.
So people could go there
and order. So people could go there and
stuff.
Order sweaters.
I want a mom
tees.
Boss.
I'll get you one.
I want
give
a
you
mom
a gift.
Boss.
You want a sweater or a tank? Well, it's summer. We should get you a tank.
It's
summertime. Yeah.
Okay, I'll wear that.
I'll get you. I'll order you one.
I'm really a big hoodie kind of person, though. Mom
also,
boss
I could get.
Awesome.
I'll get you. So I'll get you one.
So go and check those products out. That is really cool. And support Johanna Cook. She's got three kits.
Help me.
I don't understand why you're not on the Food Network yet.
You know, a lot of
What's
people say
that?
That. I don't know. They need to call me. But we're working.
Have you ever knocked on their door?
They've followed me online, and we've had. I've never been there. I haven't had.
Where are they?
Any
Connecticut? Or
no, they're New York City.
Okay.
But I have been. I get asked all the time to enter in these reality shows. I just never do it. I never do it. Maybe I'm too chicken. I don't know. But I don't know. Hopefully that's there. The next
people will see the messy kitchen that you really have. I'm kidding. I'm
my
teasing.
Real.
That's
my
me.
Real. Oh,
I'd
that's
be like,
me.
Oh my God. I don't
that's
want people
me.
To see. That I have a pile of dirty clothes on the side of my bed or under my bed or something. Actually, it would be really interesting to see someone, a real life person who's not, you know,
not so
millions of dollars
together.
At their disposal to see how they make it and how they're enjoying and creating a happy life for themselves and their children. And you know, it'd be kind of fun. Get you to go knock at some doors randomly with dishes. Wouldn't that be fun?
Right.
Here's an idea
Try
for your
that.
Show. So the book is called From My Pantry to Your Table. It's by Johanna Cook, Mama Cuisine, a.k.a. Mama Cuisine. It's great to have you
Thank
finally
you.
On the show.
I'm so excited to finally be here. You have such a great voice, too. Such
oh,
a great radio
so
voice.
Fun.
I was just thinking out there. I was like, you're good, Dolly.
You're so funny. It was so great to have you on
this
the show.
So
really.
Much fun.
So fun.
So
okay,
fun.
So where do you do from here? While I'm waiting for my next guest to call in.
Well, we need to eat.
We
need,
oh,
to,
we need
try
to eat
this.
Oh. Did you bring any forks?
Yeah, I brought forks
okay,
in
let's
place.
Just, let's
and we
got to
get the boys in
let's
the
Let's eat this
too.
Live.
Yeah, you want to eat it live?
Live on the air so people can get my reaction. Because it smells amazing. I came into the studio. She got here before me. I came into the studio, and it just smells amazing in here. Okay, we'll be right back. I'm going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with the taste. What's the name of the recipe again?
Spanish chicken bake.
With the Spanish chicken bake. We'll be right back with more on that.
I said hello, darling. I said hello, darling. What's up, girl? Yeah. She's bringing the news. I said hello,
Dolly, looking swell. Dolly, so nice to have you back with you.
good news, good guests, and at least one good
I forgot my mic.
The Dolly
McCarthy
Show.
Yeah, it's a good show.
The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Okay, so Johanna Cook is here, and she is making me a plate. Oh, my God. That looks that chicken looks so juicy. How did you do that? How do you get your chicken juicy? Mine is always dry. What's the key?
So here's the tip.
The tip, yeah.
People always ask, actually, people always ask me, because chicken does dry, and that's chicken breast.
Oh, that rice is good.
That rice is good.
Okay.
It's chicken
now
breast,
chicken. Okay.
But you have to buy, well, my
with
tip,
the bone in it, right?
With a bone in and the skin on. Number one, it's flavor, and then it keeps it moist. I mean, this was in the oven for an hour uncovered, and it's not dry, right?
Uncovered. No way.
And it's not even dry, right?
And it's still juicy.
It
when
is
did
so
you
juicy.
Pull this out of the oven?
I got like 20 minutes before I got here.
Oh, my goodness. This is
so.
It's still warm and juicy. It's true. When I go out, you're absolutely right about that tip. I learned that because I'm a big Chicken Vesuvio fan.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember getting Chicken Vesuvio. And then they came out with boneless Chicken Vesuvio. So I would try that. I'm like, something doesn't taste right. It's because there's no bone.
There's no
bone.
And then if you don't want the skin, you could just peel it off. But that's flavor. That's flavor, you know. You don't have to eat it if you're conscious of it.
Oh, huh.
You love it?
I love it.
I love that you love it.
Oh, my goodness, Barbara. My girlfriend Barbara is here from Wild Savings Bank.
Yes, eat Barbara. You got to taste it.
I just had lunch with
Bank. This is fantastic.
That's
really good.
I'm glad.
You're so talented and amazing.
Oh, thank you, my friend.
I'm so glad you could finally come in here.
Yes.
And you should take that home so you have dinner for your kids.
No,
tonight.
That's for you guys.
No, there's a plate.
Well, put it all on the plate and everyone
can
eat.
Bring a dish home. Let
my
kids taste it.
Yes.
But this really was amazing. Thank you again for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
All the best to you, okay?
Thank you, you too.
Come back soon.
Yes.
And Food Network, if you're listening.
Call me.
Call her.
Yeah.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Hello.
Hey, hello. Welcome to the Dolly McCarthy Show. This is Joe. Finally, we connect.
Hi, I can barely hear you.
You can barely hear me? Oh, no. Well, I can hear you. So, we want to talk to you mostly. You don't really need to hear me. The Kiwanis Club of Park Ridge is putting on, they'll bring your 100th birthday. They just celebrated their 100th birthday.
Okay.
And they've been in
Hello.
Hey, go ahead.
Well, the Kiwanis Club is Kiwanis International is a global organization of volunteers dedicated to serving children and providing. But we also provide a lot of volunteer support to local communities. There's over 8,000 adult Kiwanis clubs worldwide, and there are two clubs in Park Ridge. We have a morning club and a noon club, depending upon the schedule needs of our volunteers. And we provide hundreds, if not thousands, of hours of community service to the community of Park Ridge.
Oh, can you hear me now, Jay?
I can. No, you're much clearer now.
You know why? Because I don't even think my listeners heard me. I had the wrong mic on. You're kidding. I had the wrong mic on the whole time. Oh, boy.
Oh,
so,
no.
Jake is on the line. He's the president-elect of the Morning Kiwanis Club of Park Ridge, and stopping by to tell us more about the Kiwanis Clubs. I've always wanted to know what the Kiwanis Clubs do. You always see the peanut days, and you see the volunteers in the street. And you know you are a good and worthy group. But, you know, what exactly do the Kiwanis do?
Well, they're a global organization, and so we have some worldwide initiatives. There's over 8,000 Kiwanis clubs worldwide, and one of the most recent and most impactful things is what's called Project Eliminate, and we work with UNICEF trying to eliminate neonatal tetanus throughout the world, and there are 58 countries where it has been successfully been eliminated. But for those of us in the local clubs and the communities, we provide a lot of volunteer hours to a whole range of community initiatives, both in terms of serving children, which is Kiwanis International's focus, but just some other local needs that get identified in the community. And here in Park Ridge, we do a range of things.
Well, yeah, I hear about the Kiwanis Club, and you guys are very active. And your group meets in the morning. There's two Kiwanis groups?
There are. Kiwanis is usually both active business professionals, and for some of us who are retired and have a little more time on our hands and want to give back to the community. Our club gets up early, and we meet for breakfast every Wednesday morning. And we have a noon club that's more of a luncheon for those who can get away in the middle of their work day or things like that.
Nice, nice. Okay, so, and you have, you do fundraising. What,
we do,
I know the peanuts. We love the
peanuts.
Yeah,
peanut is, that's the traditional Kiwanis fundraising, which our club still is active with that, which is in September. We do, you know, we're out there in front of stores, and some of us are still able to dodge traffic in the intersections and get donors when they stop at red lights. But and then the other thing we do is this Saturday is our annual pancake breakfast, in which we have people can come, have a delicious breakfast, and we also have a raffle. A lot of local businesses have donated prizes for us to give
well,
away.
Pancake breakfast.
There,
we have peanuts there too for the Kiwanis. Now, you can come to this pancake breakfast. Everybody's invited. And it's going to be, where is it going to be held?
It's going to be at the Park Ridge Presbyterian Church, which is at the corner of Delphia and Crescent. And it's from 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. So, sure, we encourage everybody to stop by. Tickets are only $7 for adults and $4 for children, and it's all you can eat. No one goes away hungry. And we look forward to serving a whole lot of the people in the Park Ridge community and beyond.
Yeah, fantastic. A lot of businesses donating items, too, to, so you
can
come and win raffle.
Yeah, for our raffle, there'll be a lot of local gift cards for local businesses and other items, which we get a lot of community support for the pancake breakfast, which we're really grateful for.
Fantastic. Well, then it's nothing like a good pancake breakfast in right around the corner from your house or in your community. And so we're looking forward to that. If people want to learn more about the Kiwanis Clubs of Park Ridge, do you have a website that they can go to?
We do. It's a little complicated, but it's Kiwanis Club of Park Ridge -am.portalbuzz.com. Or if you Google Kiwanis Club of Park Ridge Morning, that'll be the first site that pops up.
Here we go. Thank God for Google.
Absolutely.
I'll post a link on our social media pages for people to get to that. Jay
Great.
Carey,
thank
the
you
president,
for doing
president of the Morning Kiwanis Club of Park Ridge. Jay, thank you so much. Sorry about the technical difficulties there. But we got you. We hear you. And thanks for everything you're doing with the Kiwanis Club, for all you're doing in the community and beyond. 100 years. Happy birthday, Kiwanis Club.
Well, thank you, Dolly. And if you get a chance tomorrow or Saturday morning, stop on by. We'd love to see you.
I definitely will be stopping by after I get off work. I'm on Channel 5 in the morning till 11. Are you? What time are you there till?
Actually, we're there till 11, but maybe you can swing by and catch it right at the end.
I'll try to swing by. I would love to be over there and also to meet you, Jay. Thank you again so much for everything that you're doing. Say hello
to the gang. Well, thank you, Dolly.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Yeah, good show.
The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Great show. show today. Thanks for everybody for tuning in and listening to the show. We got to end the show, and with that, time to end it on a good note. Stay positive and be good, everybody. Be good to each other. If you haven't done so already, please like the Dolly McCarthy Show on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and on Instagram. And we have a website. It's just Dolly McCarthy, and you can visit that and see shows, past shows, videos that we've had with past celebrities on the show, and all the sponsors that have supported the show that we mentioned at the top of the hour. Thanks to all those that continue to support the show and listen in. You're the best, guys. All right, we'll see you next week for another good show. What's the good word? Send me your messages on Facebook and Twitter. Have a good one, everybody. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.